Arkansas's regular legislative session began at noon. The Republican Party is settling in as the new majority in Little Rock in both the House and the Senate. Among the topics scheduled for spirited conversation among lawmakers, the expansion of Medicaid in the state. As the session begins, Nathan Vandiver from our content partner KUAR offers a preview of what to expect in the next few months as legislators decide how to fund an expansion of health care for many of the state's poorest adults.
The state's Medicaid program is front and center in this year's legislative session for two reasons. One is a projected funding shortfall of about $139 million. The other is the possibility of expanding the program along with the federal health care law to cover an additional 250,000 Arkansans. Incoming Speaker of the House Davy Carter sees the state's funding shortfall of Medicaid as something that will only build.
You know, it's a growing expense, and it's when we talk about prioritizing, allocating our capital, that is increasingly is taking a bigger piece of the pie, and we have a fundamental issue with the existing arrangement that we have today. We're already, as many states, if most states are, running in the red. It's unsustainable.
And he says he's looking at Medicaid's funding and increased funding that would be required of the state in the future if the legislature decides to take federal dollars and expand the program as something that could get in the way of other things like education.
I'm certain that the federal government cannot afford to do all that they've committed to do. But, we're members of the state legislature, and we're not in Washington, so we have to put a different hat on. But we have to address the fundamental challenges that we have in the existing Medicaid program, and we do that independently of analyzing the pros and cons of expanding it under a new set of rules. So when you couple all that together, when you put that in the context of education and higher ed and K-12 and all of these other important things that we're charged to do, it becomes a pretty major issue.
Currently, some cuts are proposed to the state's current Medicaid program, but the governor and others have said expanding Medicaid would bring in federal money that would avoid those cuts. However, the new Republican majority is largely wary of increasing Medicaid eligibility. Rob Moritz has covered the state legislature for 12 years. He's a reporter for Stevens Media's Little Rock Bureau and covers state government. He's been following the Medicaid funding shortfall and the possibility of expansion with the Affordable Care Act. He says the state has seen similar budget shortfalls in the past.
There were some funding shortfalls in DHS when Governor Huckabee was governor. And these things come in cycles. The issue here is when the economy went bad, more people were demanding services. And so the state was having to provide services. And this is happening in a lot of different states who are trying still to work their way out of the economic downturn. There have been shortfalls like this before. This isn't a new thing. The issue here is, while it is also just a trying to find money to address the shortfall, there's also a lot of politics involved, because a lot of, mostly on the Republican side, are concerned about this and its connection with the Affordable Health Care Act.
Despite the political nature of the Medicaid expansion question, Moritz says Republicans and Democrats appear to be working well together, which will be necessary in order to find a solution to these problems. In Little Rock, I'm Nathan Vandiver.
This is Ozarks at Large. The Experience Works Senior Community Service Employment Program is currently accepting applications. Program applicants must be at least 55 years of age, unemployed, live in Benton, Carroll, Madison, or Washington counties, and have limited income. There are currently a number of openings for qualified candidates. Experience Works is available at no cost to people who meet eligibility criteria. The program provides paid community service assignments at local public and nonprofit organizations, training, referral to needed services, and job search assistance. For more information, 866-976-5939 or experienceworks.org. The life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be recognized this month with several events sponsored by the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Planning Committee and the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Events include a Ministerial Alliance prayer service Wednesday, a banquet on Saturday, a march and breakfast is scheduled for a week from today, the 21st. That's the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday, plus an awards presentation on January 22nd. For more information about any of these events, you can contact the University of Arkansas Fort Smith at 788-7006. Ahead on Ozarks at Large, another Monday conversation with a visiting professor. Late last year, Richard Sander from the UCLA School of Law came to the University of Arkansas to discuss affirmative action. While here, he discussed his book, Mismatch, How Affirmative Action Hurts Students It's Intended to Help, and Why Universities Won't Admit It. The book, as you might imagine, has stirred some controversy, including protests on Sander's own campus, UCLA. Our discussion is ahead in about 7 minutes on Ozarks at Large.
Once a nun, Karen Armstrong now writes about the world's great faiths.
Muhammad actually was very, very keen on the emancipation of women. He liked women. He liked their company. He did his own chores. He mended his own clothes.
A prophet for our time, indeed. I'm Neil Conan. Talk of the Nation from NPR News, challenging our beliefs, changing our ideas.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 o'clock on 91.3 FM.